This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Whoa. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the most iconic works of art is Michelangelo's David. David from the David and Goliath biblical story, where David was able to, with his little shot, oh my gosh, why am I not a slingshot? Able to kill a giant, Goliath, giant. And I believe in the Bible, Goliath's head was at David's feet. Michelangelo chose to not have Goliath's head at David's feet, but David there. And it is so iconic because David is not in board shorts, jeans, cloths that of that time. He's naked. He's nude. As many individuals were. Now, I don't know if David and Goliath fought naked, because then if David was shorter, he really didn't have to hit Goliath in the head. He could have hit him in the cojones and probably knocked him out also. But fine. If David was naked, David was naked. Well, there are critics saying we have a problem because the naked Michelangelo has now been marketed in terms of souvenirs. There's magnets on people's refrigerator. It seems to be all about his genitals, and it's diminishing the value and the artistry of the work and what it was supposed to mean. And so now I believe there are court cases trying to stop improper use of some of this art. So New York Post says, the Galleria dell'Accademia's director, Cecile Holberg, has positioned herself as David's defender since her arrival. And she is taking swift aim at those profiteering from his image. And she finds much of what people are doing is debasing. There's t-shirts. There are people with obscene gestures. People are using it as memes. And so the state's attorney's office in Florence, Italy, has launched a series of court cases, according to New York Post, invoking Italy's landmark cultural heritage code, which protects artistic treasures from disparaging and unauthorized commercial use. The Academia has won hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages since 2017. And so legal action has been also taken for some of the other works, The Birth of Venus, Vitruvian Man. And so, you know, I find it fascinating. Actually, the history of the David sculpture is fascinating. If you go to contexttravel.com, the actual David is the size of a two-story building. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have at Caesar's Palace a replica of David. Now, it's tall. I don't believe it's as tall as what Michelangelo did, but imagine making a two-story building. I haven't been to Florence, Italy. I've been to a lot of places in Italy. Florence is going to be the next trip. So I haven't seen David, the original David, which, by the way, go to Italy if you can, to see these works, to actually see remnants from the Roman Empire just there next to apartment buildings. It blows your mind that you could have access to history without it being all boxed up in museums and things like that. Your access to, in Europe, like the Notre Dame, I was fortunate enough to get to see it before the fire. amazing to be able to walk into something like that. So historic. So definitely if you can. But they say Michelangelo drew inspiration from the David and Goliath story. Using a sling and a handful of stones, he was able to take down the warrior giant Goliath. And so the Michelangelo's David is 12,500 pounds, is 17 feet high, roughly the equivalent of a two-story building or an adult giraffe. And so there are apparently 30 life-size replicas of David around the world. Again, I don't know if in my city it's an exact replica. I think it's a little smaller. But anyway, England has one. So, all right. But that doesn't mean they're desecrating it. A slab of marble apparently was the slab of marble was apparently found and going to be used for something of this nature, I believe, 35 years before it actually was done. And they didn't think that the marble was usable, and Michelangelo was able to do it. And I'm not going to go into all the story. The marble block was difficult to work with, so some of the parts of the body are disproportionate. Many people have asked, you know, were men's genitalia different, you know, hundreds of years ago? Please, you know, this isn't necessarily a casting or a mummy. Understand as a work of art, and there could be proportionally different things. Just like Barbie. Barbie is not in perfect proportion to an actual human female. They say, actually, that the statue of David is slightly cross-eyed, and they think that maybe it was intentional. Now, I didn't know much about the biblical David, but they say the left eye looks forward, but the right eye looks gazed at it. So that's interesting. Or unless they're trying to say that he also had imperfections. And so, you know, wrapping this up, we have amazing art. We have people trying to destroy art, like the Mona Lisa. That's why the Mona Lisa is really difficult to get to. There's protections around it because people were throwing stuff at it. And there, you know, when you go and see the Mona Lisa, it's small. It's like a 8x11. It's a small piece of work, but it's magnificent to think that you're around this type of work. But I have seen people take what is, you know, Michelangelo's one of his greatest work, including Sistine Chapel and all sorts of other things that Michelangelo's done, and just concentrate on the genitalia. And that's not right. Okay. You know, grow up. Can we grow up? We look at nudity differently. It blows my mind how immature we are. But you could be sued, it looks like, if you inappropriately try to use David in a meme or something because of his genitalia. Show some respect. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, are you at risk for a midlife crisis? And is a midlife crisis always a crisis? So, after COVID, we saw a huge spike in depression, not just in kids and adolescents. We saw a bunch of that, but also in adults. And on one end, when you hear people say, well, COVID was great for me because now I get to work from home. Now I get to spend time with the kids. I get to spend time with the pets. I get to make money from two different jobs because I'm getting to work remotely. Many adults didn't take it that way. And I am seeing huge, huge spikes in depression, in insomnia, in substance use issues, in risky behavior, in cheating, in divorces. And so what's going on here? What exactly is a midlife crisis? So a midlife crisis, by definition, is you become middle-aged and you start to look at your future, which some might infer is going downhill from here, where they're getting older, they're going to be less athletic, less sexy, less wealthy, less healthy, and become older. And you look back on your younger years as you're never getting them back again. And you feel like, I want to still be young, and I'm going to live like I'm young. Now, for some individuals, they do stupid. For other individuals, they do smart. So what is doing stupid? How is doing a midlife crisis dumb? Well, you're in your 40s and 50s, and you decide to dump your wife for someone who's in her 20s because you still feel like you're in your 20s. All right? That's might be a sign of some risky behavior. You doing drugs. You getting drunk and hanging out with a bunch of 20-year-olds, and when your liver and your kidneys cannot handle it, and you trying to do extreme sports when you are completely out of shape, and you have never learned how to do them and educated yourself and done the proper training just so you could feel like you're young again. You're going through extreme measures of plastic surgery to change yourself and to mimic what you might have looked like 20 years ago, which nobody really can. And harming yourself in the process. So midlife crises are bad if you harm yourself. If you're doing a midlife reboot and it helps you, then it's a good thing. So what's a sign that you're going through a midlife crisis if you haven't been that severe? Because listen, you want to do a little Botox, you want to do some nip tuck, you want to do a hair transplant or add hair or use Rogaine or medication to help you grow hair. You want to hit the gym. You want to buy a racy car because you've always had to do minivans and mommy mobiles because of the kids and now the kids are grown up. Those aren't bad things. Why not? You only have one life to live. But if you are selling the family mobile, making everybody in your family take the bus or Uber while you have a two-seater, hot rod, that could be a sign that you're not really putting priorities first. You could be hurting you and your family. You deciding to, sleep with other people and cheat on your family or wife or your husband, not that you're hurting other people and you're hurting yourself. But be honest, first of all. So if you're middle-aged and you're like, okay, well, this kind of stinks. I'm going to be getting older. Okay, my back's not the way it used to be. My knees aren't the way I used to be. My kids are now running faster and more athletic than I am. That was a tough one for me. When my kids were more athletic than I was. And mind you, I have two boys. Of course, they were going to eventually excel. But, That was a little hard. It's hard on a lot of people, especially dads, too, when all of a sudden their kid could beat them. Now, I mean, you want your kids to excel, but not in sports. I thought I was, even with my long, history of not being that good in sports, I still was good at some things, and they've been able to beat me. So good for them. Good for them. You want them to beat the records you've set. But one thing that I think puts people at risk is wasting your youth, and you can't get that back. I was told when I was going to medical school that I was going to lose my youth. I was going to lose it quickly by the things I've seen, by the things I had to do, by the decisions I had to make, and because I wouldn't be getting out of medical school till my late 20s. Now, for me, because I'm a workaholic, and because I knew that, to enjoy your 20s, you still need money, and you still need to live, and you still need to support yourself. If I didn't go to medical school, I would have been working full time. So I still made sure to hang out with friends and party and things like that. But yeah, my 20s went by fast. My 30s went by even faster. And one regret I have is I put all my waking hours into my patients and my practice, and I didn't see my kids grow up. Now I'm spending a lot more time with the kids. But one reason why doctors burn out is they give their practice it all and they don't spend time with the family. And by the time they do finally have time to spend time with the family, the kids are moving out. The kids are married. The kids are off. And you didn't really get to raise them the way you wanted to. So to prevent burnout, have no regrets. If there's something you've always wanted to do that's reasonable, do it. I've always wanted to go to Italy. It was only until my 40s that I finally got to go. Why? Well, I thought it was too expensive. I wouldn't have the money. Well, once I realized that going to Italy was cheaper than going to Disneyland or Disney World, I was like, okay, wait a second here. Maybe we could figure this out. Maybe we could do this. And so you will go through a midlife crisis and get depressed and get get despondent and hate your job and, you know, not connect with loved ones and family members because you are going to be online seeing people ski and hike and climb mountains and do all sorts of things that you're not doing. Well, then do it. Now, you don't necessarily have to ski if you can't ski or climb mountains if you can't climb mountains, you know, or be with a 20-year-old blonde. But what is something you've always wanted to do? What is something you've always wanted to be? If you've always wanted to be an author, write a book. You could do that. If you've always wanted to cut an album, you could record songs now. It doesn't really cost money. They may not play on the radio, but you could record and upload it. If you've always wanted to act, do that. If you've always wanted to cook, if you've always wanted to learn a language, there's time. You know, if you've always wanted to compete in the Olympics, well, that might be difficult. I will never, and that's a tough one for me, I will never be in the Olympics as a figure skater. I had to come to that reality. But you want to know what? I'm okay with it. And I think the world is all doing a reflective sigh with that as well, going, yeah, thank you, Dahlia. We really didn't want to watch you on ice, but I've always wanted to be a figure skater. One, you need a figure. Two, you need to know how to skate. I could skate, and I used to have a figure. Now, I probably couldn't be an Olympic figure skater or an Olympic gymnast. Simone Biles is going to be taking my place, and she is going to be there representing America. I am grateful for her. You know, am I sad that I can't be with her, competing with her? Yes, yes. But, you know, I think she's going to represent, and you know, I'll put all my faith in her. But understand that it is very normal for you not to achieve all your goals. It is absolute BS for there to be this narrative of if you don't reach your goals, you're a failure. Some of our goals are unattainable. How many people have wanted to be president of the United States? Not going to happen. How many of you have wanted to sail a ship around the world? Now, but you don't know how to sail. I mean, you could try doing that. But there are some things that we, you know, my husband always wanted to be a pilot. He became a pilot. You know, the midlife crises happen, and they happen not because you have mental health illness, but because you're smart and you're starting to realize that you have mortality. And you start to realize that if you're going to be leaving this earth, which we all do, you want to have no regrets. And so you want to live and enjoy things and try to recapture. You have to understand there are some things you might never get back. Bell bottoms are coming back. So for those of you that want to go to the club and bell bottoms are coming back. Yeah. But, you know, get your friends together, whether they're your same age or not, and do some of the things you've wanted to do. But you have to understand your limitations. You have to also make sure that what you're doing is not going to hurt other people. Quitting your job and saying, I'm going to backpack through Europe. Goodbye, kids. Goodbye, hubby. Goodbye, wife. I'm out for the next few months. Yeah, that would be considered a crisis because now you're including others in this. But you could midlife reboot at any time you like. You just have to identify it and find ways where you're not hurting yourself and others. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's going to take a long time to clean up and rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The federal government's $60 million help is only just a down payment. The largest crane on the eastern seaboard expected to arrive to start cleanup. President Joe Biden held a fundraiser in New York City along with his pals, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. The event raising more than $25 million, making it the most successful single political fundraiser ever in terms of dollars raised. A bus carrying worshipers on a long-distance trip from Botswana to an Easter weekend church gathering in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass, killing at least 45 people. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite actors growing up, and still to this day, is Louis Gossett Jr. And sadly, he passed away this week at the age of 87. He won an Oscar, being the Marine drill instructor in Officer and a Gentleman. He also, I think, won an Emmy for his role in Roots. And he was an Iron Eagle, and he was just absolutely fantastic. And his first cousin, Neil Gossett, confirmed his death. The immediate cause was not known, but we do know that he did battle prostate cancer, respiratory illness from toxic mold, we're being told, from his Malibu home in California, according to the Washington Post. But we don't know for sure what exactly caused his death. Again, he was 87 years old. He became one of the most recognizable actors of his generation. He was 6'3", a former college basketball player, and he worked on Broadway. He was, just an icon. And I wish they used him more. I think he got passed over when he shouldn't have. He was the first black actor to receive an Academy Award since Sidney Poitier's win in 1963. Even the Washington Post said they also found him excluded from a lot of prestigious and lucrative film roles that he shouldn't have been. He told the New York Times in 1989, "I thought I'd get a lot of offers, but they didn't come." You know, and so, you know, he was in his mid-40s. He said that put him into a competitive disadvantage for leading parts, and, you know, as well as his race. And so it's a shame. And a fantastic actor, and to see him go. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened, but he had prostate and respiratory issues in the past. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the debate continues on how liberal we should be with letting people commit suicide or offering euthanasia. And there's an Australian-based international nonprofit organization, according to the Washington Examiner, that not only advocates the legalization of voluntary euthanasia, but has completed a prototype for a suicide capsule machine. It is a very sleek, space-aged looking capsule that has a detachable coffin. They are lowered, you know, into the dirt once they, but they could do their euthanasia in this capsule, I believe. Now, I don't have a lot of information on this, but it's called a pod. And it is a, I guess, a way to allow people to have a more glorified exit. Pod users do not need to consume drugs to finish the deed, but they press a button that floods the chamber with nitrogen. Nitrogen reduces oxygen levels. Within minutes, they lose consciousness and die a pleasant death. This is according to Exit International. Now, some people have said, why don't we do nitrogen gas, carbon monoxide, fentanyl? If people are dying painlessly with those, why aren't we using those elements for people for euthanasia? Well, again, it's very complex. And you have some individuals that survive and could suffer from strokes, suffer from brain bleeds. And so just like with lethal injection, if it's not done right, it could be a miserable death. In fact, remember Oregon looked at the cases of suicide or by euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide, and one took 6 days to die. Some people had side effects. That, you know, so even though these medicines are tried and true, there could still be issues. I think there was one recent lethal capital punishment sentence using nitrogen gas, and it didn't necessarily work. So, you know, it's a shame that these are conversations we're having, but there are individuals that want to leave this earth on their own, you know, on their own accord and on their own terms. So, according to Philip Nitsche, who is the Exit International's, I think it's Exit International, I think that's a typo, Exit International's founder who makes the pods, he says the person will feel a little disoriented and may feel slightly euphoric before they lose consciousness. The whole thing takes 30 seconds. Death takes place through hypoxia and hypocapnia, where you have oxygen and carbon dioxide deprivation, respectively. Nobody panics, no choking feeling. And they say the pod could be produced using a 3D printer. So this is something that is in the works because there's a big push to demedicalize the dying process. In order for people to do physician-assisted suicide, they need a physician. Well, apparently there's a market for people to not have a doctor involved. You know, we spoke about how people would love AI as their doctor. They don't want a doctor involved. They want to get their antibiotic and be left alone. They want to get their pain pill and be left alone. They want their muscle relaxer and not have to talk to a doctor who could say no. So they want something. They want to go online and get it. And same thing with this. But people don't want to do suicide the way, sadly, millions have, which can be very, very painful. And so as a doctor, I do think we need to have a means for somebody who has a terminal illness to not struggle. And the way it's done in hospice now is it's not euthanasia. It's that the person is made as comfortable as possible. And we don't try, assuming the advanced directives are telling us this, we don't try to keep them alive cruelly. You know, if they're fed, they're made comfortable, they're given pain medications, things to help them with their breathing, but we're not trying to do surgery and intervene and fix them. Hospice is, we're not going to interfere with what nature wants to do, but we're going to fight the uncomfortable aspect of it. And so, you know, 10 states have legalized physician-assisted suicide. I think 19 are considering it, but some of those, like there was that one person in Canada who I think was a transgender individual who was really traumatized by the transition and was in pain asking to be able to end their life. I think we have a lot of individuals with depression and anxiety. And the big worry we have, because somebody would say, why is there even debate? If somebody wants to kill themselves, let them kill themselves. Well, the reason why there's debate on it is what if that person is not of the right mindset? How many of you honestly had thought of suicide and are grateful you didn't go through with it? I'm going to tell you right now, 100% of people I know that have wanted to commit suicide have been able to share with me that they're glad they didn't do it. 100%. It's not because they're alive to tell me. It's because they were temporarily not thinking straight. Or at the time, they couldn't oversee the insurmountable problem. It was a horrible divorce. They lost a loved one. You know, they were dumped. They lost their job. We all lose our jobs. We all get dumped. We all lose loved ones. How do some of us continue to persevere? Well, because we have support. We have people that can help us with our mental health. And so what needs to be done is making sure that, you know, individuals have access to get the help that they need. I don't think we should glorify it. I do not want to see kids and teenagers thinking, well, I was depressed. They told me it was probably because of my gender. That didn't work. I'm still depressed. Looks like nothing's going to fix it. I'm out. We don't want that to happen. So we want to make sure there's still a process where we could intervene and help somebody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, professor of radiology, urology, and surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this has been a problem for a while, but now it's really becoming a problem. And now you have even LeBron James and stars speaking out about squatters. So I'll tell you what's going on in a second. But we have a video of a Texas woman who had to leave her home in Texas to take care of her mom in Florida. Well, a neighbor alerted her that somebody moved into her home, a squatter did, turned her home into a drug den, sold all her belongings. I think they did garage sales. with all her belongings and then wrecked the house. Now, she wasn't in her home because her mom is in Florida, and she had to go down to Florida to take care of her mom. She hired people to renovate and paint her home, but then she said one of the workers broke in and set up shop. They left drug paraphernalia, crack pipes, needles in the oven and drawers, this according to the New York Post. And most of her items have been destroyed, beyond repair, or sold. The bed was moved to the backyard. A bike and scooter was put in the shower. Trash and dirty dishes everywhere. And it's just an absolute mess. And all she did was go to take care of her mom. Now, you know, many of us think, well, this isn't going to happen to us because we're not leaving our home. Well, that, you know, are all your family members right next to you? Are you able to, you know, watch your property at all times? Apparently, she was successful in finally getting the squatter removed, but it took 6 months and multiple attorneys. Why? Because squatters' rights laws protected them. And on top of that, the squatter decided to rent the house, rent space in the house. Now, before traveling out of state, she told the workers that they had to leave, but the squatter broke in and refused to vacate the premises. The second she was informed of the squatter, she called the police to report the break-in. But the police informed her that because her unwanted visitor had been there for more than 10 days, she had to get attorneys involved. 10 days. Which means if you have a squatter, you need to report it immediately. But if you're away from their property, how do you know? Now, you could put up cameras, but oftentimes the squatters will wreck the cameras. So this is some scary stuff. And the other thing, too, is we've been hearing, and I'd like to find some cases to talk to you about, where some squatters can come in even while you're there, threaten you, have you leave. Now, I mean, you could call the police, obviously, if this happens, but if they're threatening you or they're threatening to hurt or come back and hurt you, there's been individuals who I think are being coerced into just letting somebody steal their home right out in front of them. That's dangerous. That Venezuelan illegal immigrant is still on the run. He had, remember, he was on TikTok. His name is Lionel Moreno. And he is 27 years old. His account on TikTok got suspended because he was telling illegal immigrants how to take over a house. Now, apparently ICE lost track of him. There is a mugshot, but he's been on the run after he crossed the border at Illegal Pass, Texas. And ICE told Daily Mail this was illegally. And then he decides, like an idiot, to start to go online and gain some fame, telling migrants how to live off the state and how to take over homes. Now, Moreno enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program. It lets migrants on parole go free. Well, officials track them until the next court date. But as usual, a lot of people are not showing up for the court date. So he didn't show up for his court date in November 2022. Now is listed as an absconder from the program. Was unable to, I don't even know if anybody was actively looking for him. But then he starts posting clips. Now he's saying he's being persecuted and threatened. And I'm not sure what platform he's posting those on. And now he's asking for protection. They want to silence him. First of all, you don't sit here and urge people to do illegal things. By the way, it looks like he's holding a wad of cash. He's counting $100 bills. He has money. So if you have money, pay rent. Why are you telling people to take over people's houses and squat? Well, this squatting, shall we say, epidemic is also including some Beverly Hills homes. And now we are being told that LeBron James is very concerned because there are squatters near his house. In his neighborhood, there is a $4.3 million home and squatters have taken it over. Now, LeBron James is 39 years old. His home is $36.8 million. He's got a mansion in Beverly Hills. Oh, actually, I think he had that. And then he tore it down to build a home I guess, near other A-listers like Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, etc. But two doors down from his property, there are squatters that took over a home. They're throwing cocaine parties and apparently disrupting the pristine environment. Daily Mail says one of the neighbors got in touch with LeBron James' house manager, and they were told James was concerned. A four-bedroom, six-bathroom house at Beverly Grove Place has been on the market, sitting empty for months. So squatters moved in October. And, of course, with California and their squatter rights laws, it's been now 5 months. Squatters are throwing parties, rave parties, and the police cannot shut them down. The parties start after 2 a.m., run for hours. And I think there's other stars like Seth MacFarlane nearby. And, I'm not sure who else lives around there. I think John Legend. And so now you're going to be having... So when the rich and Hollywood starts to speak out, remember, they could afford lawyers and they could afford... Apparently, the reason why they couldn't evict the residents is they had obtained driver's licenses with the property address. And then they produced a rental agreement. Now, the property's current listing agent says it's fake. But this is why these cases, you would think it's a slam dunk. Police would say you're trespassing, get off. But what these people do is they have, you can get these rental agreements online. They forge the signature and say, here's my rental agreement. It's right here. And it says zero rent. Or I don't have to start paying rent until 2025. So you're now evicting me. There's tenants' rights. There's squatters' rights. And it's scary stuff. Like I said, somebody wealthy could get an attorney. But if you leave your apartment, leave your home for an extended period of time, somebody can move in and take it over. Sell all your stuff, damage it, and it's all on you. And I don't understand why we don't have landlord or property protection. You would think we would. And the squatters, they're taking over homes. There was like an Airbnb where the person never left. And the homeowner, this was in the Hamptons, couldn't get rid of them. They rented it, then they'd stop paying. And then they just lived there for months. I don't know whatever happened. But this is something that affects any home, any size home. And then when you have illegal immigrants urging people to do it, it's gotten out of control. And it's a shame. You know, and squatters' rights were supposed to be protecting those individuals who were homeless, had found a place where they could protect themselves. There was no owner. There was nobody claiming the property. And then the person said, look, if we're going to maintain the property and take care of the property, after a period of time of us doing it, can it be ours? That's where squatters' rights originated. Now it's people finding loopholes, figuring out if they could break in, go unnoticed. And it's crazy and it's dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.